You are listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.
The Phenomenon of Finishing by Gabby Hauk from the May-June 2023 Wide Format Impressions issue. In today's world, everyone's fighting for attention because, let's face it, your accomplishments might get a solid 10 seconds of admiration before a ding on someone's phone tears them away, and then it's on to the next distraction. What can print service providers do to help? The answer is simple. Finishing. For PSPs, it's essential to offer finishing service and solutions to help your client really stand out. Whether it's cutting, varnishing, or even laser engraving, finishing takes something that's already great and makes it sensational. George Gross, CEO of Portland, Oregon-based Infinity Images, has noticed increasing demand in three-dimensional requests. They're looking for things that are not necessarily flat, so you need to have an ability to create three-dimensional things that may have print on them, or maybe not. There are lots of combinations and things that are required now for displays, Gross says. Gross believes the reason for the increasing requests for dimensional signage is simply to stand out. Increasingly, more clients want something that catches the eye so their potential customers will be drawn in while walking down the street or strolling on the sidewalk. For many of us, me included, if you go to a store and are presented with a bunch of flat signage, it is not an inspiring environment. Our clients are looking for things that would attract people's attention. If you have something that brings people over, then they'll look at your product, and it's more than likely going to increase sales, Gross says. Randy Crow, CEO of Norton Shore, Michigan-based Source One Digital, agrees that dimensional shapes and products are attention-grabbing, and he too has seen an uptick in the demand for unique shapes and sizes for the sheer reason that brands simply want to stand out. Mike Mishgatti, president of Markham, Ontario-based Scenelight, says that when it comes to finishing, there has been an increase in demand for both outdoor and promotional signage from customers that need cutting, grommeting, hemming, etc. And he believes it's because brands are realizing how accessible on-demand printing is and how many options there really are. We're seeing that outdoor signage is growing. It's growing at a rapid pace, and I think the main reason is that cost has reduced to a degree, and a lot of people are doing concentrated promotions, Mishgatti says. Because we're a wholesaler, it seems that overall, our customer's customer is realizing there are options in on-demand printing, which is a great thing. I think it's caused by the online world, the e-commerce world, COVID, essentially a bunch of things together, and it's made customers realize they could do instant promotions to get the word out there. If you're a shop that hasn't made the leap when it comes to investing in finishing technology, Crow says finding the right equipment for your shop is essential. We have realized over the years that the right tools in each one of our departments is key. We invest in the best, and while there are a lot of choices, making the right choice is the key to growing, Crow says. Currently, Source One has Zuned cutters and routers, Fotoba cutters, and as Crow puts it, a solid team of finishing specialists who have their eye on quality control and ensuring the finished product is the absolute best it can be. For Infinity Images, Gross says its current finishing equipment lineup consists of two 10x10-foot Zuned cutting tables, a 4x8-foot laser with 400-watt capacity, and a 5x10 CNC cutting machine, three mounting laminating machines that are 63 inches wide, and a semi-automatic sewing machine for fabric finishing. For the future, Gross hopes to get a liquid laminator, and he's tempted to get a laser cutter for fabric. Mishkati says Scenelight is also looking to invest in fabric finishing equipment, and just like his peers, he has Zuned cutting equipment, as well as the Kongsberg C64 and Kongsberg C60 cutters. Mishkati suggests that if your shop is currently doing finishing services by hand, take a step back and assess your volume and see if automation is the right route for your business. Look at how many operator hours are going towards things like that. And as we all know, with COVID and with inflation, man hour costs have increased quite a bit. PSP should assess their current situation to see if it's feasible to put a machine in or not, Mishkati says. Gross shares a similar sentiment, saying that before Infinity Images invested in its first Zuned, everything was cut by hand. He describes getting that first cutting table as a life-altering experience. It was far more productive and obviously far more accurate, and the ability to do things beyond just cutting with a matte knife was amazing, Gross says. One major perk of offering finishing service is that PSPs can keep every aspect of a job in-house. I think if you're keeping everything under one roof or one umbrella, then you have control. The turnaround time for work is becoming shorter and shorter, so lead times are reducing and transportation is expensive, Mishkati says. So let's say if you're printing and you need to transport it elsewhere, you're getting factored in with the transportation costs and you're losing at least 24 hours for finishing. We firmly believe that if you control that, you can reduce your lead time, you can control quality. If you ask Gross, he believes a shop cannot operate without finishing services. When Infinity Image was founded 23 years ago, he says it only had the ability to print, and he laughs saying, that was a complete loser. If you can't provide the element in the manner that they, the customers, want to install, it's a non-starter. So the minimum thing you need to be able to do is cutting and edge finishing, and probably mounting and laminating. I don't think you could function without those basic items, Gross concludes.
Thank you for listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.